Today on the Interlochen Collection, we're going small, with music that is petite, little, miniature, and of course, plaina. We'll feature decades of student performances from Interlochen Arts Academy and camp in music of Mozart, Gounod, Turina, Bach, and Haydn. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. It seems pretty safe to say that the most familiar piece of little music is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, or A Little Night Music, composed in 1787. Mozart probably wrote this serenade for strings as background music for a social event, rather than for a formal performance. And he actually described it in his personal catalog simply as Eine kleine Nachtmusik. Here, the word little, kleine, would almost certainly have referred to the insignificance of the occasion for which Mozart wrote the piece. In fact, he never even published this serenade. It only came into print more than 40 years after his death. Here's the second movement of Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, The Romance, with David Holland conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy String Orchestra during the 1991-1992 Academy year.
Thank you.
The Romance, the second movement from Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik. David Holland, leading the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra during the 1991-1992 Academy year. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're featuring Little Music. But this Little Music is much like the young musicians from Interlaken who you're hearing play it. Just because something's small doesn't mean it isn't powerful. Next, we'll hear three pieces that were originally written for keyboard instruments, but have since been transcribed for other different types of ensembles. Claude Debussy wrote his Petite Suite for piano four hands in the late 1880s. It's in a relatively simple style and accessible for amateur players. Debussy appeared in the first public performance of the Petite Suite with his friend, the music publisher Jacques Durand, who didn't really think much of the piece. But years later, it became one of the best-selling items in Durand's catalog. Debussy's Petite Suite is perhaps best known in its orchestral transcription by Henri Buzet, which we'll hear in a performance from the summer of 1971. Here's Guido Aimone Marchand conducting the World Youth Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
a performance given in Kresge Auditorium on July 25th, 1971. Guido Aimone Marsan conducting the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in Claude Debussy's Petite Suite, a work originally for piano four hands but transcribed for orchestra by Henri Musset. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. You can learn more about this and all our episodes at interlakencollection.org. Today on the program, we're hearing little music, works that might have been called small, but that doesn't mean they're not great. Now, another work originally for a keyboard instrument, but later orchestrated, Johann Sebastian Bach's Fugue in G Minor, BWV 578. One of Bach's best-known organ compositions, and he wrote this little fugue while he was employed as an organist in the German town of Arnstadt. It was one of his first professional engagements. In fact, he was still in his teens when he took the position. It's worth noting that Bach himself did not call this fugue little. The nickname was given to the piece much later by editors of Bach's music, and it was given to distinguish this work from the so-called great Fantasia and Fugue in G minor, which, as you might have guessed, is much longer and more complicated. Over the years, Bach's Little Fugue has inspired numerous transcriptions for orchestra, wind symphony, piano, guitars, flutes, and even the Swingle Singers. Now we'll hear an orchestral transcription of the work by Lucien Caillé. Don Jaeger conducts the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in January of 1963 in Orchestra Hall at Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Thank you.
performance that took place during the very first Academy year, January 23rd, 1963, in the building that was called Orchestra Hall. We heard Don Yeager leading the Academy Orchestra in Lucien Caillé's transcription of Johann Sebastian Bach's Little Fugue in G minor, BWV 578. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're exploring little music. Now we'll turn to the Five Miniatures by Spanish composer Joaquin Turina. Turina's miniatures were originally a set of 8 short pieces for solo piano, composed in 1929. John Krantz, former chief arranger for the United States Army Field Band, transcribed 5 of Turina's miniatures for band in 1959. In fact, just a couple of years before this Interlaken student performance we're about to hear. Here's George Wilson conducting the National Music Camp's High School Symphonic Band in Joaquin Turina's 5 Miniatures in the summer of 1963.
Thank you.
The Five Miniatures by Joaquin Turina, transcribed for wind ensemble by John Krantz. We heard a performance that took place July 13, 1963, in Kresge Auditorium at Interlaken Center for the Arts. George C. Wilson conducting the National Music Camp's High School Symphonic Band. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me today on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. You can learn more about this and all our episodes at interlakencollection.org. Today on the program, we're focusing on little music. Franz Joseph Haydn composed the Missa Brevis Sancti Ioannis de Deo in 1774 for the Brothers of Mercy, a religious order in Eisenstadt. Better known as the Kleine Orgelmesse, or Little Organ Mass, it's called an organ mass because it had a long organ solo in one of the movements. In all likelihood, it was called the Little Organ Mass in reference to both the length of the mass and also to the size of the organ at the church. It was a positive organ with just one stop and no pedals. It was also scored for just two violins and bass. And yes, before you ask, Haydn also wrote a great organ mass. It's almost twice as long, and it uses a full orchestra and vocal soloists in addition to the choir. We'll now hear two movements, the Kyrie and Gloria, from Haydn's small organ mass. John Bregels conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir with Steve Larson at the piano in September of 2016. Music performed in September of 2016 in Interlaken's Korsen Auditorium. John Bregel conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir with Steve Larson at the piano in the Kyrie and Gloria movements from Haydn's small organ mass. Last but not least on this program of little music here on the Interlaken Collection, it's a work by French composer Charles Gounod. Most likely you're familiar with Gounod as an opera composer. or for his Ave Maria that uses a Bach prelude as its basis. In 1885, when Gounod was almost 70 and already quite renowned as a composer of operas and songs, his friend, the flutist Paul Toffanel, encouraged him to write a work for winds. The end result was the Petite Symphony. Here, petite refers to the little ensemble, one that featured 9 solo wind instruments, 1 flute, and pairs of oboes, clarinets, horns, and bassoons. The scale of this work is anything but petite, though. Gounod followed the scheme of the classical symphony in 4 movements, including an opening movement in sonata form and a 3rd movement that's a minuet and trio. Byron Hansen conducted 9 wind players from the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in this performance of Charles Gounod's Petite Symphony in April of 1992. We heard 9 wind players from the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra performing on April 18, 1992, under the direction of Byron Hansen, in Charles Gounod's Petite Symphony. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to past episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering assistance. Christine Kiprianidis provided research support. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.